Welcome back. We're just waiting for Max and Lauren to go grab some coffee and rejoin us. We hope that we have addressed the audio issues, but by all means, tell us how it's working. Especially, please let us know if you can't hear someone. And if anyone specifically, you're like, oh, I can't hear what they're saying, let us know in the chat.
Yes. I should open up chat.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So when last we saw our party, they were they returned to town after waging further war on the evil elemental cult.
Did some carousing.
Yeah.
Otter and Janik got in a little trouble.
It's fine. Just
it was the least amount of trouble we've gotten.
Rambunctious night.
Rulings wise, just FYI, for future combats, I've given Dan temporary control of Rose just so that I don't have to roll her attacks and forget to do it. But she is still an NPC. I will occasionally make her do things that make you unhappy.
That's what NPC stands for.
That's
for right. Unexpectedly happy.
Okay, sure. Great. So I still have the map set up there from where you guys were last. You don't have to go back to that spot. Obviously, you can go wherever you want.
Right.
And we'll adjust as we play.
So those of us who are currently at the table, we have chatted about. So our options are to go up into this section that we have previously not explored, or further down into the complex. So I think we're leaning towards going up into this hidden, enticing, mysterious.
I think we felt that it was the good way of us getting another win under our belt before we decide to go and tackle the Lizard King.
Yeah.
Right.
We
suspect that the Lizard King is down.
Yeah. Like if I'm worried about our low level of wizard proficiency at the moment. So like it'd be really fantastic if we could get you to third level.
Right.
And then get access to second level spells like invisibility and stuff.
Right. And I'm pretty close, honestly.
Yeah.
Like 1,000 experiences, comparatively not a whole lot.
Yes.
So Max and Lauren, we were talking about whether we wanted to go up through this secret door in the Fire Temple,
mm-hmm.
or down to fight the Lizard King.
Ah.
Which we have many rumors about, and which
uh-huh.
everybody keeps saying is wealthy and prosperous.
We do also have that one rumor about the hidden door, just that it's there.
I think we might have found it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that might have been
it.
Yeah.
Seems like a pretty good call.
Yeah.
I don't have a
strong opinion on it.
No?
Okay.
All right. I guess we could just go peek up and see what's behind this door and stairs.
Okay.
Before you set out from town, does anybody want to do any shopping? Does anybody need to purchase any equipment?
So we still have tavern rumors and ravings of the cultist prisoner.
Yes, the cultist prisoner is still there, still being attended to by the Baron's finest torturers.
With a clear goal, we can just head out, right? Like,
yeah.
Is there any way when we do fight the Lizard King that we can learn about poisonous mold first?
Where did that shrew?
His treasure's covered in poisonous mold.
The Lizard King has offered a great reward to any who can find a means of killing the poisonous mold that has infested.
Should
some
we
of
just
his
go
treasure?
In as
really?
Like exterminate?
Yeah, we just show them like we're those guys.
Not bad.
Yeah, we're the right.
We were told that you wanted us to show up here.
Hey, we're Grilnir and Sons Exterminators. Heard you got a mold problem.
Maybe if you all want matching coveralls.
Yeah, that would be great.
You can get it anywhere.
We
can ask Pelpar to see if he knows anything about the mold.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's outside of his realm of expertise.
Yeah. We could set him on some research before we leave.
That's good.
That's good.
There you go. Okay.
We'll go to Peltar.
Oh, yeah, excellent. You go and visit Peltar, who's nursing a bit of a hangover from last night. You go to Peltar's tower. And he says, oh, you're back. Welcome. What can I do for you, my friends?
We were wondering if you know anything about poisonous mold. and how to kill it.
Poisonous molds. Is you have a problem in your basement?
Something we, like that.
That is an apt description
There are many varieties of poisonous molds. There's, of course, the green slime is a sort of like a mold, and it's very corrosive. Mm. There's yellow mold, which has spores that explode and cause you to choke if you should inhale it. There's black mold, which is quite dangerous over the long term if it gets into the rafters of your cellar.
So it seems like just don't touch it and it's fine. Mm. Huh.
When I've had mold problems in the under dungeons, I usually hire a team of dwarves to deal with it.
Oh.
They're very hearty folk.
Hmm.
Well, we've hired a small team of dwarves. Yes.
So. And then what do they do about it?
Scrape it off, apply fire. Some are susceptible to fire. If it's not a very damp mold, if it is a drier mold. Mm.
I heard that the dwarf's urine is particularly effective in
indeed. I had not heard that. I never asked the dwarves their methods, honestly. I just pee them and they come and they take care of it.
So if it's
I turn to Rose
one.
And I go, I do this. Point.
Ah! Tell them I don't do that when there are others around.
Oh,
oh no.
Clean the cups!
Well. Oh no. So
squeeze the sponge, Rose! Squeeze the sponge!
But it seems very inappropriate. Very inappropriate.
Oh no! All right. Well,
is there any concoction or anything that we could use to cleanse stuff? You know,
let me consult. He starts pulling volumes down from his collection of books. Well, there's brown molds. Brown molds. I suggest not applying fire. Fire actually enhances the growth of brown mold.
Wow, what a strange creature.
Yellow mold is highly flammable, and in fact, fire will destroy a yellow mold.
Okay.
That's helpful.
Same for the... Does he speak Elven?
No, he's speaking Common.
And also the green slime stuff. If he could tell us about that, would be wonderful.
And how do you destroy green slime?
Ooh, green slime. It can be scraped away or burned, typically.
Okay.
Keep it away from metals. It's very corrosive.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
So
brown fire, yellow, no
like,
fire, got it.
Stop it!
Like always, fire is probably the solution.
Should we purchase, I don't know, cloth to wrap around our face and thick leather gloves before we go?
And flammable cloaks.
Yes,
very highly
flammable. Yes.
This seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have any money.
Oh yeah!
You're such a rusty bumpkin, Jannik.
Yeah, so I want to get elbow
length. Irresponsibly going out, losing his money during his carousing.
Hey, wait, did you go hang out with Peltar, even though you can't communicate in a common language with him?
That is
the
what
common
happened.
Language of drink.
Yeah, wow.
Yes.
That's why Otter was there.
Yeah,
that's why Otter. Yeah.
I need someone to translate to the man. Leather worker that I need elbow length leather gloves.
Oh my god, I feel like this is a prime chance to mess up.
I like the idea of a face mask also.
Okay.
Yes.
Can we get those things?
Who's translating for the leather?
I'll translate.
Oh, okay. Yes. You want leather gloves to the elbow?
Yeah, yeah. Not like mask. The sex kind, though. You know,
oh,
like,
you don't want the ball?
No, not that. Totally professional.
I see.
Not professional sex. Yeah.
Wow.
Very good. Yes.
No, there's anything wrong with that.
Excellent. Of course I can make such things for you. It's not something I carry on hand all the time. I could construct it for you. Let's see. I will charge you.
No balling.
Hmm.
1 gold piece.
1 gold piece. Okay.
Person or for the
yes.
whole?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Doug, I thought we were just bringing one and letting Wilder do it.
What? That's a bad idea.
I'll take 2 sets.
Oh, very well.
Two sets.
It'll take me a couple of days to create it.
That's
fine. For you.
And I'll buy one for Rose also.
All right.
3 sets.
Yeah.
Wow.
3 sets of heavy leather gloves and face masks.
Yeah.
Yep. Great. Okay. Well, it'll take me 3 days to complete that.
Okay.
Great. I'll be back in 3 days.
Yep.
And beeswax.
I think we'll have to
get beeswax to plug in our ears for once.
Oh, yeah.
What is he saying?
Do you? What is he saying?
Oh, he says your prices are beeswax.
Is that an elven?
Yeah.
Yeah, it means very, very, very cheap. You know?
Oh, reasonably priced.
Yeah.
Perhaps I should charge more.
Like how the bee prices its wax.
Right. Free.
Yeah.
Or are we stealing it from the bees? Do they have any sense
of
ownership?
We have an arrangement with the bees.
I mean, I guess. But what do they get from it, you know?
Less wax. You ever had a bunch of wax in your house?
What?
A huge
problem. Waxing buildup.
Huh.
Yeah.
I guess.
Too
I mean,
wax? Big problem.
Aren't they the ones making the wax? Can they just stop? Can they just cease production of the wax?
I feel like we've gone down a strange tangent. Huh. Do you need anything else? Any other questions?
No, I think that's it.
It's got
nice,
an
uncommon
Hello, bees!
You know, one doesn't usually have to negotiate with bees. They're very small. You can tend to just take what you want from them.
But that's unlawful, you know.
You haven't seen the bees that we've seen.
Yeah, that's also true.
Wow.
Here in the human lands, we have a strict no negotiation with bees.
Wow.
We never negotiate with bees.
Wow, that's...
Okay.
Well, this was all productive.
Yep.
Let's go back to the dungeon.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Okay.
All right. I guess we only have to wait 3 days for
We can go to that side room, and then we'll come back and get our extermination stuff later.
I think it takes like 2 days to get there.
Oh.
It does take 2 days.
That makes sense.
2 days to get to
that. That makes sense.
Okay. So we hang out?
Wait the 3 days?
For okay, you're gonna hang out in town for 3 days?
Yeah. I'm going to buy a rumor from the bar.
Ooh.
Okay, yes,
great,
thank
great.
You.
Go for it.
For cheap, only 10 silver.
You know, there's all kinds of people in a tavern, so you have many options.
Tavern, yeah.
By rights, the barony should belong to the Durin family, but the last of the Durins is said to have died from the bite of a diseased rat.
Which is a lot of foofy courtiers in the bar here.
Uh-huh.
Otter only hangs out with the highest.
Do we know who the Durins are? Who are the Durins? We've never heard of the Durins.
Can we get
You're elves from another land. So noble families of
none of us
around.
Are political experts in this particular section.
Oh, man.
Well, should we just get involved in political intrigue?
Probably.
Or forget this whole dungeon delving thing?
The diseased rat is a is you know that could you know where rats were on the last
no,
year.
No, good
right?
point.
That's
good
true.
Point. Yep. Could we ask Rose? Could they ask Rose's father? Maybe he's politically connected.
Thank you. You ask Rose. Rose speaks with her father, and she in turn turns to Otter. Father says that. He's not heard of the Durins. He knew a Delphors. There was a dwarven clan called the Delphors who were very strong in the arm, but were also known to be a bit dim. Does that help?
Maybe. Maybe.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Strong in the arm, but a bit dim is kind of our thing. All right. Has 3 days passed?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Great.
Absolutely. So you gather your fine leather worked gloves and face masks.
Great. So who wants the other set? Rose has got one. Wilder's got one.
Put it on Rose's sheet.
Does anybody else who wants to hold the other one? Who has the best either hit points or constitution, I guess?
My constitution's 14, but my hit points are going to be on the low side. I suspect that, like, mold is either going to be a binary, like, you're either coughing out a lung or...
What's the healing rule here?
Con is probably better.
Just naturally?
Also, you're doing it anyways, right? I said also, Wilder's carrying one either way, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Is it, like, hit points per week, or is it level per week?
You're doing it. Okay.
Yeah,
25 and 13.
It's pretty
You should probably take plus one con. Exactly. I think that affects this role.
It's level plus con modifier per week? Is
level
that the
plus
deal?
Con modifier.
Have we been here a week?
Have we been here a week? Yeah.
We have.
I don't know, but that's the rule. Yes, that's the rule. Level plus con bonus per week. Have we been here a week?
Let's see. You have... you traveled 2 days back. You've been here for 3 days waiting on your leather workers.
Yeah.
You hang around for another 2 days if you want.
Let's do that.
Okay,
a week for a week.
Full, yeah. Okay,
sure.
Great, great.
A week passes.
So awesome. Your highest level plus your con modifier.
Yeah, great.
Back.
So, assuming that the con mod affects whatever horrible saving throw we have to make against the mold, I think Grilnir has the best.
Well, can I see the shopping list again?
Yeah, I got it. Unless you have something better than plus one.
Yeah, what's your... I have normal con.
Yeah, me too.
What's your hit points, Grilnir?
25.
Okay, so we both have the same hit points.
Okay, so let's give it to Grilnir then,
okay.
if you want it.
And it doesn't look like there's any super expensive poison antidote that we buy here.
No,
correct.
Mithridate potion,
right. Yeah.
Damn
okay.
It.
Does anybody sell antitoxin potion?
So you ask around, and the you find an herbalist that you speak to, who lives in town, and says antitoxin like in a bottle that you could carry with you, or like a salve. That's a wonderful idea. I should make some of those. Yes, that's a great idea. Thank you for that.
Great.
You would buy such a thing if you were
available. Yeah, business idea.
Oh yes. Yeah. I don't think we can execute on that business idea. So
huh, yeah, I don't
think
we know how to
do
it.
We need this guy
to
do
good
it.
Point.
Excellent.
We're not
would
smart
you,
enough.
Would you be willing to invest in some efforts for me to develop this for you?
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. What? I could hire some townsfolk to go out with me into the hills to gather herbs and perhaps find the right ones that would be required for this.
Great. We're getting in on the ground floor.
Yeah.
Real Silicon Valley
situation. Yeah.
Perhaps 10 gold to get me started.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Sure.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Hand that over.
All right.
Yeah. Wow. Who's paying that?
I got it. Yeah.
Great.
I used to pull out my massive money sack.
Excellent.
10. Let me see if I can find it in that small. You know. Yeah.
Wow. We just started a whole industry. There.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay.
Good call.
How much do we think these gloves weigh?
About a pound.
All right. I'm also going to buy a flask of oil because it sounds like we might need to set some stuff on fire at some point.
What we should try doing is setting the oil on fire and then hurling it at the enemies so that it explodes like oil in real life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We try that.
Yeah. Look, I'm just going to cover all this mold in this oil and then light it on fire.
There we go. Come back over here. That's what I'm looking for. Okay.
All right.
Great. Shall we?
Yes. Yeah. And we depart.
Excellent.
Horrible complex.
Oh, now, right. Now the map is missing. Son of
right.
a diddly.
Oh.
Where'd the map go? There we go.
Give me a donut hole, would you? Of some sort.
Okay.
Awesome. So that's why I will take two over there.
I'm good.
Okay. So, current goal, going up, get as much treasure as possible, experience, magical weapons, scrolls of destruction.
The usual.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Curses.
Quite. Avoid the curses.
Okay. Do you believe in the monster. Power of a curse?
All
right. Okay, so you head back to, head back along the road, back to the, and you're coming in through the same entryway.
Yeah,
we're gonna approach cautiously. Maybe have someone scouted out before we stomp through the edge of the forest.
Let's discuss our spells real quick. Is Charm Person still gonna be useful?
They had people in their cult before.
I don't really have very good spells, so I'll just take it again. No.
I think that's a good choice. I mean,
okay,
I'm just taking a magic missile.
Okay.
I have read languages as usual.
I'm gonna take a sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, could I, while we were in town, have tried to practice playing the reed pipes?
Oh.
Sure, roll me a d20 plus your intelligence. So
who do I live with?
Not me.
I think you live by yourself and are just waiting for that guy to pass away of natural causes.
It's kind of lonely for me. Anyway, plenty of time
lonely.
To work on
it
my art.
Yes.
Oh, it's almost
did
a 20. I did.
Plus what?
Your intelligence.
Oh, I still made. No, I miss. 18.
18 total. Okay, so you've managed to make it make some noises. You've at least figured out that if I blow it at this way,
oh, you blow it. I see.
Like before you were trying to blow like straight through it instead of across the top, and you're like, that's not working. Like, like a bottle. Like okay, boop, and
yeah,
occasionally.
Honestly, that's what I would have done in real life, too.
Uh-huh.
So. I think I might still do that.
Yeah. Okay, all right. We're on our way.
Great.
Killa's going to love this when I make her sick husband flee and be a magical terror.
So you're on your way. You're starting to figure it out. You can make some noises, but you would not call it music. Great. So... So you return to the forest. You approach with caution. As you stalk through the woods, you can see the entryway with the wooden lintel across the cave entrance. The transfixed man is no longer there. Okay. The body of the guy that you...
Right.
Yep.
Are there guards?
You don't see any people.
We go in.
Yeah.
Okay. You again approach, you walk down the long tunnel, not a problem. The doorway into that first nice carpeted room, sitting room, is closed.
Well, I want to check the traps.
It's,
I need to edit a trap.
Is this the one that Gil opened and rang a bell?
Yeah.
It's right after the
squiggle.
Yeah,
there
was a bell. We probably should have cut that bell down or something before
maybe.
We left.
This is fine. We know it's there.
Okay. Yeah. Search for traps.
Okay. You do see that it looks like you can just see through the crack of the top of the door as you're looking over, you can see the metal of the bell that is clearly like, yep, that bell's gonna ring it when I open this door.
You wanna try to disarm it?
Yeah.
Does this count as a trap?
You can disarm it like a trap if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to try it. I'd like to like cut the string so that or whatever mechanism
like,
is making
pushing your dagger through the tiny little gap between the top of the door and the jamb trying to disengage the bell in some way. Roll me your thief skills.
Right. So this is a level plus dexterity, so plus 6 total. 13.
All right. So you jam the dagger in there and you try to like jimmy it around and you're just, it's not quite reaching.
Mm. I'll try.
And Rod?
Yeah.
I've always had the longer dagger.
Yep.
Yeah. We just let him have that because he lives by himself and it's very sad. To
Wow, burn. There's a flammable cloak right there.
I don't make it anyway.
Hey, how's that flammable cloak feel?
Oh, no.
It's really just attached to the jam on the other side with like a sort of a springy bit of metal, like a shop bell, and you're like, yep, it's just
okay.
You're not gonna be able to remove it from the side.
No retries.
You know, sad personal life. We're not. We'll just let him have that joke.
Yeah,
maybe really quietly, right? Just like open it really slowly. Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll dampen the sound from the bell. Maybe not.
Do you think that's? I don't know.
What?
I'm thinking to go through. I'm thinking go through quickly and catch some kind of surprise,
like yelling and acting real scary
the fire, like run right there. Okay.
Or something like yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with that too.
I bust the door down.
You burst through the door. And ding, 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 ding. The bell jangles as you burst in, and there's no one in the room. You can see that it still looks, nicely carpeted, two sitting chairs. It's not.
Cut the bell down now.
Yeah,
I'm sick of it.
You break the bell.
I smash it over my boot.
Huh.
Okay. Nice.
Great. You've removed the bell.
We go to the right.
Okay. You head up into the air chapel.
Yes.
And it looks much as you left it. Here we go. You see signs of your previous battles here. Did you find people here? Maybe. No, you did not.
Not until the spiral stairs.
Yeah. But yeah, you don't see anybody here as you come through. I assume you're headed towards the...
Yeah, you know, let's just look through this archway to the west just to make sure there's nobody in here waiting to...
That was one of the priests or priestesses, right? Is that one?
Yeah. Well, this is the waves. This is the water chapel in which we caught the troglodytes trying to take our treasure,
but
rightfully owned treasure.
It was water and
fire,
are
still alive
said,
and out on business.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Right. Yeah. You peek into the next room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Do you guys? I don't think we covered this last time. Do you guys have some kind of light source with you?
No.
Okay, you're not able to see in complete darkness. You need some kind of dim light by which to see.
Oh.
It is not infravision. It is dark vision. You're like cat's eyes, right? Where it's not like zero light.
Yeah.
Zero.
My sheet says infravision.
Your sheet is wrong.
Oh, so does mine.
Well, I can't help the incorrect things that you write on your character sheets.
Okay.
So, before, when you were in here before, there were occasional torches, as you remember, like torches here and there on the walls. There was a little bit of light that came from the fire temple with candles. All that seems to be gone. It seems to be
look
completely
around
dark.
Are there any
black.
Torches hanging still?
You do not see them. You see the torch brackets in the walls here and there, but there are no torches in them.
Could we have bought a lantern in town, or is
yeah,
it too
sure,
late for that?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because then we can just have a lantern. Are they like hooded lanterns? And we can have it partially.
You could get
covered.
A hooded lantern.
Yeah,
for sure.
So is this the only time because we went through the entire dungeon last year without a light source?
Are you sure you're not thinking fifth on that?
Yeah. Okay. In fact, I'm directly opposing what fifth would say. Says, so in original D&D, when I've run BX in the past and whatnot, I've always ruled dark vision as a ability to see better in low light, that a torch will, you know, kind of ruins your dark vision a little bit. Did I not do this to you guys last year?
You did not.
We
all have infravision on our sheet.
Does someone else want to carry the lantern? Henron, should you carry it?
I have a two-handed weapon.
I can carry it.
Through that section where it's set up to blow out your torch,
okay.
Too.
Right.
That's right. Yep.
Right.
I mean, it's fine. I bought a lantern.
Okay. Let me not.
We really lucked out with that section.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
It would be nice
that
just be
been
clear
bad.
How we're running
yeah, yeah, yeah,
in
yeah,
this
yeah.
session, just so we know.
Although I like the idea that we couldn't see and we just
we couldn't see. We just still killed everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
That
was a major tactic.
Okay. Yep. I'm used to you running it the other way, but we can. I'll go with you guys. You guys are used to dark to complete infra vision, like real like predator style. I see heat sources kind of vision.
Yes. Right.
I think or, so. Yeah, I mean, because we didn't have a light source.
Thermal goggles is what I normally think of it as.
Unless there were light sources throughout it last year, we definitely have never carried one.
Okay, that's fine. I'll roll that way. Sure. Okay. So you peer into the next chamber.
Yes, into the water chapel.
Great. So you can see another similar large room to the rooms you've seen before. There's a door to the south, which seems to be a stout wooden door that has been carved to look like a wave crashing into the room.
Neat.
Any creatures or hostiles in sight? Okay.
Nope.
So I'm good with that.
Okay.
You want to go to the fire chapel?
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go to the fire chapel and unspike the door and
go through that. Great. You return back through the main temple and
you see
over
the electric
to the,
slide.
Yeah.
Over
yeah. And you head up through here.
Were there candles in this room?
There are still some candles in this room.
I just take one of the candles, just in case.
They are extinguished.
I take one.
You pluck one off the wall. And they're like, the bases are just sort of melted into all the wax that is accumulated on the wall, so they stick out at a weird angle and drip wax all over the place.
It's cool.
Great.
Just in case.
Okay, mm-hmm. You grab one of those.
Is the door still spiked?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. I take the spike back.
Okay.
And open the door.
Okay. Again, you see this long, dusty hallway that sort of curves to the south. You see your own boot prints from when you've been here before.
Did we check for traps last time we walked through here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I also check the stairs for traps.
This seems very inauspicious. I don't know.
Huh.
We go up the stairs.
It's flying up, so it's probably fine.
Wow. You don't have any clues about what's in this section, right? It's just the secret section.
Just that there
chapel.
Was a secret door, and even the flame priests don't go in it.
Right.
Fire priests themselves, yeah. All are forbidden to use it. All!
Huh.
So the priests knew about it.
Yeah, it does look like they haven't been using it, you know?
That's true. Maybe they're forbidden in that they can't reach it anymore.
Maybe it's like a cold section.
Ooh.
Oh,
territory of brutal cold, which none may survive.
I can survive.
Hmm.
Well, that's pretty useful.
Okay, there's your stairs coming up. Okay. You climb the stairs.
Yes.
Excellent.
Do we want to scout ahead here?
Nah.
Let's stick together for now.
Okay. Okay, so you all climb the stairs, and it opens up into a room above. You can see an open doorway across the other side. It does look like there's some kind of opening to the left.
Weird.
You can see the walls on the eastern side to either side of that opening. Maybe I didn't reveal enough to give you a better sense of the shape of the room. There you are. So you can see the walls to either side of that opening on the east there have metal weapon racks in them, and old dust covered spears line them.
How many?
Seven spears in total. Looks like there's space for more. Some have been removed.
Are they high quality? Are they rusted? Are they?
From the doorway, it's hard to tell.
And there are two.
They do look like they're covered in a thick layer of dust.
Is there a doorway to the south?
Yeah, there's an open
here,
doorway
okay.
to the south.
Do we hear anything?
You do not.
I step into the room.
Okay.
I look to the east.
Okay, as you look around the corner to the east,
yeah.
You can see it's just a small alcove.
Good.
And standing in that alcove is a wooden torso on a pole with a big wooden stand at the base.
Oh,
wow.
The armor used to be.
It's a mannequin.
Oh, I see.
Does it have holes in it? Is it like perhaps used for target practice or anything?
Nope. Because it's not beaten up at all. It is covered in a thick layer of dust. But it looks solid.
With the weapon racks, that might be just like a place to put to hang your armor.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. I missed the word wood there.
Right. I wanna check this spot for traps right in front of the alcove.
Okay. Okay. You pass your hand over the floor carefully, feeling for drafts of air or trip wires, and nothing. Okay. No pressure plates.
I'm gonna try to move silently over across the room to this door to peer through, or do so without being seen by anything.
Excellent. What's your thief skill bonus?
I guess I'm level 5 with +2 dex, so I guess 7.
Okay, great. So you, Henrod silently stalks over to the doorway, and you peer through?
Yeah.
And you can see a long hallway to the south.
Okay.
So... you can see it looks like about halfway down. It looks like maybe there's an opening. And what do you have, 60-foot? 60-foot dark vision? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, great. So you can just barely see...
I don't have that written down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it should be 60. You're well off the thing. Sorry, we're doing stuff that you can't see.
Okay.
Okay. So you can see a long passageway with at least two openings to the east as you peer down.
Okay.
Just dark, dim space.
I'm gonna go and wipe some dust off of some of the spears and take a look to see what the quality is.
Okay, they're very interesting. The blades are definitely rusted and old. The wood of the pole is gone a bit spongy in places. Mm. The style of the spear is. Very unusual. Not a style of spear you tend to see. Mm. There's a lot more brass than steel involved in it.
God, it's from the
bronze. I'm going to see if all of them are rotted like that.
Feel like that. Yeah, they all feel like they would probably just crumble to bits if you tried to use them in an actual fight.
I want to investigate this mannequin, see if there are any, secret compartments, if there's anything underneath it, anything behind it.
Okay. You feel around the mannequin. It easily shifts, right? Okay. So it's on a wide wooden base, but it'll move around easily enough. The wood is stained dark here and there, but, and again, it's very dusty, but it feels like a solid piece of wood.
Okay.
It's easy to move around if you want to move it around.
Sure, I'll pull it out.
Okay, you remove it. There's a little clean square on the floor where it once stood.
Okay. And I'll check this back wall and see if there's a secret door there.
Excellent. Your careful elven eyes scan that wall and discover nothing unusual.
Okay.
You know, it feels like there's probably something horrible in here, but it also might be nothing because it's so old and abandoned.
Right, we can move on.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay. Do we now want to scout ahead, or?
If you really want to.
I don't really want to, but
it's not.
Yeah.
But I could, you know. I could do it from the ceiling where I'm safe.
Oh.
You know?
I mean,
forgot
from,
about that.
From floor-themed traps.
But not from ceiling
traps. I'm happy to take the lead for...
Okay, that's fine.
Horrible things to show up.
I will activate the Boots of Levitation and walk on the ceiling now.
But with the group.
But with the group,
on the ceiling above us.
I'm keeping careful. I got my head. I assume my head and Otter's are still level.
Is he at a level where he can, look through the archways in the forward direction?
Yeah, so the ceilings are not, hugely high up here. They are... I guess they're about 10 feet. We'll just say they're 10 feet.
Okay.
So it's about 10 feet, which means that if a doorway is, 7 feet tall, so it's a little, waist-high... thing that you walk up to.
You want to just take the lead by 10 feet, and then you can just look through the doors and in an unexpected direction.
Okay. That's Does anyone want to do a Spider-Man kiss as I go by, trying to lob upside down? No? No takers. All right.
What does Rose say about that?
Oh, she's too short. Yeah.
Too Okay. Who is this man of spider?
It's a scroll.
It's a scroll that we've all read.
It's very popular elven scroll. Yes. Yeah.
That very famous scroll for the woman that we've all read.
Oh. Oh no. Anyway. Okay, I'll walk a couple feet in front on the ceiling to peer into the
doorway.
You just
like arrange your figs in sort of marching order. You don't have to minutely move them about the map, though you're welcome to if you care to.
There you go.
Okay, great.
That's fine.
So how much of a lead do you have? Just a couple feet?
Just 10 feet. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. That's good.
Okay, great. Okay, so you start making your way across the ceiling.
And I guess I'm attempting to move silently.
Follow slightly behind. Okay, great. Excellent. You make your way down to the first opening and peer to your left, I assume. Okay. You can see another hallway stretching down. That seems to end in a door, but just before the door, you can see openings to the left and right.
Interesting.
Okay.
Maybe keep going south?
Sure. So skip past that.
Okay. You continue to the south. Pushing further down, you can see... I'm going to assume you stop at that first opening to the left, but you can see that at least the end of the passageway. You see there's another opening to the east further down there. But this appears to be just a small alcove here.
That's pretty shocking to see.
As you peer around into that alcove, you can see that there is an old wooden peg in a hole about shoulder high on the side, but that's all that appears to be in here.
Some kind of coat rack?
Yeah, it seems weirdly...
Do I see a space where other pegs might have been, but have rotted away?
Not with a casual glance. Do you go in there and also did, like,
No,
around?
I don't think so.
No, at a casual glance you see, and it does look like someone like drilled a hole into the stone and then jammed a wooden dowel in there to make this peg that sort of sticks up at a 45 degree
very
angle.
Very weird. Okay.
Can we all search for traps? Everybody can search for traps? Or...
Yeah, anyone can search for traps.
I would like to search that.
And Rose has a bonus.
Oop.
Good point.
Where are you searching for traps?
That alcove.
Okay.
The floor of that alcove.
Okay. So you carefully examine the floor of the alcove. And Rose helps you, I assume?
Yes.
So Janik and Rose carefully scan the floor. And they
right.
No, it looks like a solid. She gives you the...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She likewise reaches and pats you on the head. Excellent.
Okay, we'll come back to it. I want to keep going and peer down this last one. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Okay,
there we go.
Sorry, that's what you were missing. In fact, I'll just.
Okay. Oh, so it just ends.
Okay. So the gang is there. So you can see it ends, but you do think you see in that ending, you do see another one of those little hooks, this time on your right, the end.
Along in the alcove or on the wall here? Okay.
Yeah, on the wall of that southernmost end of the passage.
All right, I'll peer down this one to the east.
Okay. Again, you see about a 20-foot passage that ends in a door.
Okay.
Might as well go to that door.
Okay.
That dead end's not going nowhere.
Oh, you think you've worked out the dimensions of?
Yeah,
the,
it's very consistent. So, as a reminder, the labyrinth is this shaft, right? Every single level has been 180 feet square.
Okay.
Right? So,
cool.
According to this, that's going to be the far extremity of, of
sweet.
This level.
All right.
And do we think, so we explored part of this level?
Yes, right. So this is the sixth, this ought to be the sixth level. So we've come down through it previously.
Right.
Now we've gone back up to
it. What did we fight
it.
On this?
That had the gargoyles statues on the corners and the were-rats.
The were-rats.
If I'm not crazy.
And there were some other cultists on this level.
Yeah,
correct.
Cultist magic users.
Yeah.
Correct. Correct. That was the beginning of the cult.
Oh, and up here is where there's a spiral staircase going
exactly.
down.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay. Great.
Right. And there was a door. There was a door that we didn't take, if I recall.
Oh.
We couldn't take.
Interesting. I don't know. Maybe we were just trying to go down.
Yeah. We were following the gargoyle statues, but right near the beginning of that, there is one single door we didn't take. But it's going to be pretty far away from where we are right now.
All right. I'll go up and listen at the door, this farthest southern door to the east.
Okay. You press your ear to the door, and it is completely silent.
Okay. We'll also listen at the door. Huh.
We, meaning you and Rose? Janik and Rose?
Yes, now.
Okay. It's just the royal we? Excellent. Likewise, you all concur. Nothing.
Okay.
So can, quiet. Can Rose...
There's a couple of, like... face prints in the dust of the
one facing the ceiling. Can Rose search it for traps? She has a bonus to that.
She does. Rose looks over the door. She's so used to talking with hand signals.
Yeah, that's right.
That sometimes she forgets when speaking with elves.
So someone just clarify whether that means this is okay or yes, there's a trap.
Oh, that's right. Hey, Rose, we speak the same language.
Oh, yes.
So no traps there.
No, it's safe. It's safe.
Okay, safe. Yeah, that means safe.
I'm going to boot it open?
Yeah.
I boot it open.
Oh, wait, you fling open the door. You can see a large-ish room on the other side that is completely empty. Hmm. There are some marks on the floor in the dust where it looks like maybe perhaps furniture once stood. And there is a single door to the south here.
Somebody check this for traps. This I feel not great about.
Hmm.
The room or the door?
The room.
I'll check.
Well, I'm safely up here on the ceiling, so...
I'll check right in front of the door.
Yeah.
For traps.
Putting ceiling traps in.
Okay. that's why we can't have nice dungeons. Yeah.
You check the floor right in front of it. Is that right? So Otter looks at the floor in front of the doorway, and it seems safe. Okay. You know, again, it's very dusty, but good solid stone. No tripwires.
Seems like something's going on with those pegs. Fine.
It's pretty odd, right?
Can we tell from the dust where the furniture used to lay? Like, was this more of like there's a bunch of like cots, or was there like a desk and a bed? Was there?
So looking over carefully, you can see that clearly. It looks like there was some kind of large table, perhaps in the center of the room. You certainly see a couple of spots where like table legs would sit, and maybe chairs around it. You also see markings on the north wall where it looks like perhaps another one of those metal weapon racks used to be. Similar to the ones you saw earlier, but again, it's just completely gone. So all you're seeing are the marks on the walls and the imprints on the dust of the floor.
Do we know
your best guess?
Do we know what this like section of the dungeon used to be used for? Because we just thought it was an old like temple, right?
From we did hear that rumor about the Amorian ruins.
Okay, it's
an Amorian palace,
right? Interesting.
That's pretty good.
I guess that would explain why. Yeah,
that's good actually. It's a minor thing, but I'll just point out that here and here are also going to be alcoves.
Oh.
The way that the map said, there isn't any place, there isn't enough room for anything but an alcove
to go. Okay.
Here, so there's more of these things here and here.
I'm happy to just keep going in this direction.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm fine. Okay.
I'll go over and listen at that door to the south.
As you come to the door and look at it, you see something interesting.
Treasure.
Huh.
There is a large sigil carved into the door.
I did not take detect magic.
I should learn more
spells. I'm ill prepared, so I'm gonna draw for you.
Yeah.
Ooh, on real paper?
Yeah, no, crazy.
You have detect magic in your spellbook, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even have it right now.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I'm thinking because maybe I should be spending more time trying to learn
spells. Huh. Spells, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, good. Hmm.
But yeah.
Bam.
Nice.
It sure is a circle.
And it's just carved into the door. It's not stained differently.
Yeah, but like nicely, right? Like intentionally carved into the door. So it's got four... not like somebody just scratched it.
Right, right. So it's got four things. I mean, that could be referring to the four elements of the temple below. It could be a shield. So we have this kind of weapon theme going on this level of weapons and armor racks and stuff. So it could be a shield. Nobody has detect magic.
Nope.
I didn't prepare it.
Should we hold this up to one of the cameras?
That's... That's
damn. Yeah, nice. Plus now nobody has to see Christian or Dan. Yeah, finally.
Do you want to just do a regular check for?
Can Rose search for traps? I speak Rose's language. I ask Rose to search for traps.
Why don't you search for traps?
She's better at it.
Really?
She's a dwarf.
Oh.
Traps tend to be very low to the ground, so because they're so squat.
She's used to cunning mechanical workings and stonework.
She
has a craftsman background, right? Her father is a smith who made these intricate rings. She knows things like that. So what are you asking her to search?
This door with the sigil for traps.
Yes. Oh, yes. Couldn't be trapped. I don't see any... latches or triggers, but could be a magical trap.
Mm.
Yeah,
could be a magical trap.
I search for traps too.
Search for magical traps.
Then. Oh, right. I'll search for magical traps.
You
That's
find
funny.
No traps, magical or otherwise.
I'm wondering if there's anything like. Is there? Can we try pressing on? You know, maybe the
maybe
well, some of these four carved portions. Is there anything that shifts on the door or?
All right, I'll start feeling around in this carving to see if there's any bits of it move. You know what? I'll borrow someone's thick, long leather gloves first.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. Be sure to pull in the ball gown.
So put on some of the long leather gloves.
You put on the thick leather gloves and you feel across the surface of the door.
The sigil specifically looking for bits that might push in.
Okay. You do so. It's actually even a little awkward with these heavy gloves on because they're so thick. So you run your hands across it, though, and it just feels like a carving.
Okay. All right. I hand them back.
Okay. Anybody see? I mean, if it is a magical trap, we don't have any way of avoiding it
right
now.
That's true. That's
right?
True.
Right.
Even if it did detect magic, it cannot dispel it.
Which
magic.
Way would the door open?
It would open in to this room that you're standing in.
I mean, we could, is there a handle we can tie a rope around?
Yeah, so it's like a latch that you have, like a metal latch. So if you tied a rope to it and somebody sort of flipped it up while
I'd use my spear, but to
flip
Okay.
Yeah, that would work.
Okay,
so.
You want to do that?
Yeah, that seems good.
Okay. So standing some distance.
Yeah.
Using the spear and the rope.
Yeah.
You pull the door open. And it swings open. And nothing terrible happens to you.
I like that.
Great.
That's my favorite kind of door.
And you can see a passageway. Leading to the east through the door.
All right, I'll walk over on the ceiling and I'll use my mirror to look around the corner.
Nice.
Okay, great.
Forgot I had that.
Using your mirror, you peer around the corner and you can see that the passageway goes about 30 feet before ending at another door to the north.
And then I check that I'm still looking handsome.
Yes.
And that, but ironically, that vanity.
Oh.
throws people off. Yeah.
We all enter the passage and do the standard search of that new door.
Okay, great. So this door.
Excuse me. I'm doing character work here. It's
were,
role playing.
You were doing character work. This door, unlike the previous one, again, everything is very old. Lots of cobwebs in the corners. Lots of dust covers everything, including the door itself. Unlike the previous door, which had a simple latch, this door clearly has a locking mechanism built into it. Also, it also has a symbol carved onto it.
Oh,
like this.
Huh.
So that looks like a face, right? That looks like a big, creepy, one-eyed face with a bunch of shit on the top.
Maybe flame on the top. Maybe
it's a language.
Do they go together? Oh. Complicated language.
Hmm.
And probably it's just a symbol for a group that no longer exists.
I'm just
going
to align it like this if you guys are okay.
Oh,
with
yeah,
that.
Sure. Good question.
Poke it. Poke it in the eye.
I poke it in the eye. Got it.
Nice. Now it can't see.
Yeah.
So that's good, yeah.
A little finger smudge in the dust there when you've poked it.
Thanks.
I'll check the lock itself for traps.
Okay.
I mean, we all agree that looks like a beholder, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just to be clear, right? The unstated, horrible, worst possible
what's that?
Thing.
Yes.
It's a thing that will destroy all of us immediately.
Oh.
It's too many. It's got too,
so
did you see me take on that guy 1v1?
There are rumors of monsters known as eye tyrants or beholders
okay.
that are floating orbs with one eye and horrible tentacles, each of which casts a horrible destructive spell.
That's just from a scroll.
And also
though,
eliminates
yeah.
all your magic instantly.
Well, we didn't bring any magic, cleverly, yeah.
Okay.
Wisely, we kept all that at home, yeah.
If this were a symbol saying, like, oh, there's a monster, then we would already be in the section with that monster. Because
what do you
it's
mean?
On the other side of the door.
Well, it's on the other side of this door.
Yeah.
I'm not following that one.
Yeah.
So if you're coming from this way,
right.
you look at this side of the door... This has this eye. That means that the eye
No, the eye's here.
So upset. I'm so upset by
yeah.
this. Look what you made me do.
So,
okay.
Do you think
that it's being kept in there by just a normal lock?
But
here, you know.
It's got too many limbs for a beholder.
It's not
very
bad.
Good.
I hope it's not bad.
You know?
I agree. It sort of has legs, too, which is.
Wait,
different.
Can you fight it with normal weapons? Or.
I think we run.
Sort of.
Okay.
Yeah, run's good.
What's its deal?
It's just, I mean, I don't know. It sounds like a giant eyeball. That doesn't sound like a very scary monster.
Yeah.
Frankly, my eyes are some of the weakest parts of my my personal body, so.
True.
If those were just floating up in their own, I it would be kind of cool.
Gross.
Am I the only experienced adventurer in this group?
Look, it sounds like you're spewing off mythological BS about floating eyeballs.
Stop angrily signing to Rose. whatever the international sign language for am I crazy?
She's seen this a lot.
She kind of gives a heavy sigh, steps forward, and just embraces.
Oh, nice.
Not helping.
That was good
maybe
character work,
bit.
Too.
So does this door open inwards or outwards?
Such a relative thing. It opens away from you.
Okay.
Go.
All right, so...
Are we searching for traps? Have we done
we
that?
We did that, yeah.
Okay.
I listened at the door.
Listen for floating eyeball.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, like loud blinks.
Henrod, you haven't found any traps in
okay.
the lock. Otter, you don't hear anything.
Silent. Right. As the tomb.
Mm.
I'm gonna
open
try
it up.
I'm gonna,
okay,
well,
it is locked.
I'm gonna try to pick
right.
the lock.
Excellent. Go for it.
Oh my god.
Do you
god.
See how, I mean, what are the chances of that happening every time? I've only rolled a 6 on this die.
Is that the same one that you were doing poorly with yesterday, or
no,
did you...
No, it's a different terrible die fail.
Are those dice from the chest?
Yeah.
Here, if you want, you can use my,
Here
my D&D lock dice.
Here we
wow.
go.
I'll also try to pick the lock.
Okay, go for it.
Now we're doing product placement.
Yeah, nice. Did we get paid for that? I hope, yeah.
No. Oh.
I don't
Awesome. Okay, so the two of you spend 10 minutes carefully working at the lock. Doesn't seem to be giving. It's a little old and rusted, so it's a little difficult to work with. Maybe you had some oil.
Do we want? Hey, we got some oil.
We do have some oil.
Can we try again? Is that
we did yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Takes a while. So you apply a little oil to the lock. I think we're getting the tools.
Monitor checks every time we do this. I think that's a deal.
Well, this place is abandoned. As the boulder just flies up behind us, you're just fiddling with its lock.
Damn it! It's even worse.
Oh, no.
You're bad.
It
was even worse.
Frog places.
Yeah.
That was the worst roll ever.
I'm gonna try one more time. Are you good with that?
Do it.
I think we're in the same turn. That's okay.
Jeez, what is... My God. Even if you add up all these numbers in the last four rounds, you still don't win.
Yeah.
Good God.
Okay, all right. I'm trying again. I'm dedicated
here.
Yeah,
I think this is good.
All right, you've been here 20 minutes now.
Now hang on. This is just the typical...
Yeah.
Wait, we've got this. We've definitely
got this.
I take a moment to put some beeswax in me.
Rose has sat down kind of on the ground, cross-legged, just, and
keep
is
an
eating
eye.
A sandwich.
Yeah. keep an eye on the back, right? Just watch the
We've got a chalkboard, and we're going to diagram.
So this didn't work.
Right.
You hold the pick.
Oh!
No, that still doesn't make it. Assuming I'm aiming for 20, that's still
what's the total roll?
17?
Okay.
Unless there are...
No, it's not. It's not opening.
Alright, well, it wasn't that, but here we go.
Okay. You have to come at it backwards. Hold the mirror up and I'll...
Right, okay, here we go. Hold it up.
Obviously, upside down and reverse.
Yeah, here we go.
Can figure this out.
We absolutely cannot.
Okay, so between your two expert thieves have spent a full half hour at this
point. Hit the door down.
And are convinced
at this point that the lock is simply rusted. That it's just so old that the lock has
been... An unopenable
lock, that's what it really
rusted
is.
Rusted shut.
All right,
it's just going to need force.
Let's smash it. Apply force.
Give me D6 plus your strength.
7.
Excellent. Crack.
God.
The lock and the bolt remain fixed, but the door jam itself cracks and breaks as the door finally swings open.
Great.
Unopenable lock.
Yeah.
All right, wait, let's jump out of the way.
Oh.
You can see a large room beyond.
Oh.
Within it are two beds, two desks, each with a chair, central wardrobe in the center of the north wall. They look intricately carved of nice woods, fine woods, the well covered in dust, all of it. The beds look as though... There's some like refuse on the ground where you think that like maybe the ropes and the mattress and any soft material must have just rotted away and into a pile of stuff, but the frame of the bed itself is still there. In each of the four corners of the room is a statue of a muscular naked man.
Oh.
Very lifelike, very realistic.
It's probably fine.
Yeah.
But seems to be carved out of some kind of very smooth stone, perhaps. Or maybe they're plaster, but it's just very...
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell, actually, honestly, what it's made out of, because there's no light here for you to go on.
Maybe what, Grilmere?
Maybe the top part is not...
Eye stalks, but...
But snakes.
Right. So you think perhaps it's a Medusa-type monster is what we're reading.
Uh-huh. Well, that,
are these,
your,
are these
mirror
statues,
trick was really...
Just, without stepping into the room, are these statues unusually lifelike?
They look as good as, like, any of your sort of, Greek or Roman classic statue.
Should we light the lantern
that,
at this point?
Quality. They're not missing any arms or limbs or anything, though. Unusually lifelike. I mean, they're pretty lifelike.
Should we light the lantern at this point?
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
So that we can see better into the room.
With your dark vision, with your heat vision, right? You don't see any heat coming off of them, and you're not seeing any like colors, right? You're not seeing correct colors.
So everyone, close your eyes.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to light my lantern, and I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to look into the room through the mirror.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. So it seems to you now that, that as you look at the statues now through with proper light, that they're that the stone that the statues are made out of is almost like a polished crystal, right? Oh. So it's slightly reflective of your light and slightly transparent,
okay.
But cloudy, as if they were like carved from quartz, perhaps, or something like that.
But I don't see any other figures in this room.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. It seems fine.
Do we think
everyone these were in statues?
Would they be valuable if we sold them?
Oh, certainly.
Oh.
Certainly.
Let's go grab those statues.
I'll check the floor in front of the door for traps.
The floor you're standing on?
Here.
Oh, okay. So you enter into the room to go look at the floor. Okay, great. You enter the room and you carefully, like, looking at the floor, scan, feeling your hands over to make sure there are no pressure plates as you step forward into the room. And all four of the statues immediately charge you.
No! This is why, you know, they were offended that we said we'd sell them.
Oh. We didn't know they were living creatures.
Well, now we're going to have to break them.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they would have been at least solid if they hadn't done this. They could have had a nice place.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
A gallery someplace.
Otter.
That's me.
Armor class 6.
6, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Not great.
Here's the first one, swinging two heavy hands at the
crunch.
Both hands slam into you heavily. You take 8 points of damage from that the onslaught of that statue. The second one comes from your other side.
Oh my god!
This one, although missing with the left, the right catches you in an uppercut right under your chin.
Oh my chin!
A natural 20, so he's going to get a lot of damage there. 3 points of damage.
He's rolled two 20s against you.
Here comes
so
the third
far.
One, rushing across the room. Smash! Smash! Wham! Wham! One fist impacts into your gut for 5 points of damage. Here comes the fourth one from the farthest corner, rushing in, swinging heavily. He smashes one fist into the door, the jamb of the door, and there's a loud crack, and the door starts to fall a bit from its hinge. His second fist, though, connects with you.
Jesus Christ.
For 6 points of damage.
How are you doing there?
Yeah. I am at 1.
Wow!
Exactly at 1.
Wow!
Let's roll for initiative.
Otter, you roll.
Yeah.
You got a 4.
It's your life, yeah.
Your life here, so.
I also got 4.
Tie goes to you guys.
Yes!
I went this way several times last night, so I'm gonna start with Grilmir.
It just looks like a terrible boxing match.
I wanna run in to attack one, but like in a way that I get between it and Otter. Can I do that?
You can certainly try. So you're trying to interpose yourself between Otter and some of the physical attacks.
Yeah.
Let's see. Give me, and you're going and swinging?
Yes.
Assume. Okay, great. So make an attack roll, and you get 2 attacks?
Yes.
I'm going to say if both attacks hit, then you've managed to interpose yourself between Otter.
All right, you
let's
got
see.
This.
Ooh.
Or each one that hits will result in you interposing yourself between one of the creatures.
Okay,
and Otter.
Okay.
All right.
Nice.
There we go. That's a 19, so 26. 7 points of damage.
Excellent. Your magical sword?
Magical warhammer.
Your magical warhammer cracks heavily into it, and a big crack appears across it.
All right.
How much was that? 4, you said?
Huh?
4?
Damage was 7.
Damage was 7, thank you.
And then I'm going to try again. Whoop. Oh, great.
Natural 20.
Yay.
Crap.
So
what was it? Natural
20? 20? Yeah.
Oh, great.
So it's...
Okay, and are you intentionally aiming this at a different one to try and get yourself between more opponents and Otter?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So that is definitely hit, and you said it's natural 20, so
yes.
You get an extra die of damage.
All right, so 3 nice. Plus 2, 5, 7 again.
Ha!
Nice.
Okay, all right. Yeah, again, your
yes.
hammer
yeah.
rings against the quartz-like material of this thing, and a big crack appears in it. You're now interpose yourself between the two on the left and Otter. Henrod, what are you doing?
Standing on the ceiling outside the door, can I hit one in the head with my axe?
It's a little difficult because if you're outside the door, you've got this 3-foot piece of door.
Yeah, that's what I like about it.
It's a little awkward. I will say from that spot you can attack. I'm going to give him a little AC bonus because he's got a little cover from you.
Right, I'll just hop in.
You will also benefit from it if he attacks you back.
Okay, you know, I'll do it from there. Okay. Yeah. My rolls have been great today. I don't see... Oh, yeah, 22.
Yeah, that is still a hit, so you swing your battle axe across and smack one in the head.
For 4 points of damage.
Excellent. Are you aiming at anyone in particular?
One of the ones that Grilnir hit, if that's possible.
Yeah, usually you aim towards the left. Let's see, it's that one. Okay, great. How much damage?
4 points.
4 points. Excellent. Your battle axe slams and chips, slices a big clean, there's a clean facet now on the back of its head.
I'm actually trying to imagine how I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna charge in and just try to occupy one of the ones that hasn't been hit yet.
Okay, great.
So I'll try to interpose between Otter and...
Okay, so the whole group sort of rushes in, trying to surround these creatures or push them back into the room a bit.
It was just a 9, so I think that's not...
Okay, unfortunately, that's not a hit. You're trying to rush in, but it's just crowded and you're having difficulty positioning yourself. Otter, what are you doing?
I want to get out of this room, back into the hallway, behind preferably Janik and Rose, and then pull out my bow and arrow and not shoot an arrow yet.
Okay, great. Just to clarify again, I can't remember if everyone was at the table, but I'm going to honor the speed of swords, which I failed to do last night. So readying a weapon is an action,
okay.
Unless it's a sword, in which case you can pull out a sword and still attack with it.
Okay. So, okay.
Great.
Yeah,
great.
But I'm just going to get out of the
room. Okay, so you get out of the room, you move back into the hallway, and you get out your bow.
Yeah.
Are you still trying to stay within the part of the hallway where you can see into the room?
No. Nothing to do with these monsters.
Great. Janik and Rose.
Does he seem like he's out of harm's way
at
the moment?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to follow. Janik will follow up Grilmir, and following whichever one Grilmir hit before, I'm going to stab it with my spear.
Okay, great.
My magical spear.
Yes.
Ah.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh.
10. Second attack.
Oh.
17.
Yes, that is a hit.
Nice. Ooh.
And your damage is 4.
Okay. You jab at it with the spear. And a little like impact spider web.
Ooh.
And your spear's on its side.
And Rose is going to do the same thing.
Great.
Whether it's sword, 13.
Rose, unfortunately, is not able to maneuver herself. She gets into the room and tries to push in, but she's unable to get into a good position. Can you, for my own visual reference, can you put Otter back in the corner of the hallway?
Yeah.
Put everyone else in the room, except for, I said, I think two people failed to maneuver. Is it
right.
Wilder and Rose.
Wilder and Rose, kind of put them right on the door.
Okay.
Right. They're trying to get into the room and they're having some trouble. And the other two are in the room fighting the creatures. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay.
That will help me. Great. Okay. So.
It's got a cool miniature.
One of the creatures swings its heavy stone fists at Grilmir.
All right.
Impacting with both fists. Wham,
oh,
wham.
Oh,
that's fine.
For a total of 8 points
that's
of damage.
Okay.
A second one comes after Janik.
Damn it.
Oh, there's a natural 20.
Oh, yeah.
So, and your AC is
one.
So that's not a hit on the second one. So, fakes with the left. you dodge to the side and then boom, it tumbles right into the middle for 7 points of damage.
Oh, my side.
A third one occupies the doorway. It's the one who's just been hit in the head by Henrog. And in fact, it tries to reach up and pull Henrog, just reach up his fist and tries to grab Henrog and throw him down from the ceiling.
Inappropriate.
Let's see, your AC is 5.
Yeah. With potentially a bonus because I'm on the other side of the door.
You said, yeah, that's right. Yep. I did say that. Okay, yeah. So it reaches up, and you manage to duck behind that. You quickly.
I've been yanked from the sky by better creatures.
The third one is actually the fourth one rather is also attacking Grilmir. So remember, Grilmir interposed between two creatures. Mm-hmm. So that one also swings at Grilmir.
Oh my god!
One hit. For 6 points of damage.
That's terrible. That's,
pummels you with its heavy. You
know. Consider running. I mean, there's no exits. I don't see any treasure. I mean, should we just run and slam the door shut on these things? Rather
there are
than
these wardrobes.
The door is broken now.
No. Yeah, the door is broken to pieces. Not broken to pieces, but it's like hanging off of its off of its jam, which has been cracked several times.
If you want to like escape quickly, I do have a whole portal spell.
Grilmir, what
as
are you
a
doing?
Backup.
Should we?
Do we want fighters
to run?
Okay, so in the heat of combat, you don't have time to have this kind of tactical conversations.
God.
So I'll give you a five count, and then I will skip you.
Five. I guess I'll attack it again.
Three. Okay, right.
Fine. Okay, so we're committed.
So 16.
That's a hit.
All right. For
nice.
8 points
great.
Of damage.
Okay, great. This one has been hit repeatedly by multiple of you, and finally it just completely falls over and shatters into three chunks of faceted crystal or...
I'm going to try to get that other one that I already hit.
Okay, great.
Four. Oh. No, 10.
No, unfortunately, you spin around to face it, and your swing goes wide. Henron.
Oh,
there's one still that grabbed at me?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, there is one that grabbed
I'll try to
me.
Get it. Okay. Ooh,
nice.
19.
That is a hit.
Yes, for 6 points of damage.
Excellent. Swinging your heavy battle axe again, you catch it in the head and you lop its ear clean off. Wilder.
I'm gonna swing.
Listen
the,
up.
Swing at the same one.
It's probably two.
It was a
nice
22.
Yep, that is a hit.
This is not magical swords, but
okay.
It's 7 points of damage.
Very good.
Nice.
Still seem to wound it. You smack into it and cracks start to appear in the stone of its body. Otter?
I think I'm good where I am.
Okay, great. That's fine. I'm looking for the most damaged one around me and stabbing at that.
Okay. I mean, this is probably the one fighting.
Oh,
Homer.
Oh,
20,
nice.
28
total.
Excellent.
Great.
Jam your spear right at a crack in its body. And
nice.
10 points.
Oh.
And its whole body is spider webs with cracks and fissures.
Great.
But it's still together.
Oh,
what?
I'd stab
it
again.
Yeah.
15?
That is unfortunately a miss.
Oh.
You jam just to the side and then your blow glances off of its stony body.
Rose, get over here.
Yeah.
All right, Rose has got to... Rose, if you will roll me a d20 plus... Just roll me a d20. Let's see if Rose can muscle her way past this enemy.
Oh.
Four. Unfortunately, she is not able to get past the one who intentionally seems to be blocking the doorway to fight the one that
can
you're fighting.
Can she hit that one?
She can hit that one.
Oh.
Six.
She cannot hit that one.
Dang it.
That one continues to try and pluck Henrod off.
Uh-oh.
The
no!
Oh,
no.
Reaches up with both hands.
Dodge.
And then... Okay, so it doesn't manage to quite grab you, but one of its meaty hands does impact you on the side.
Oh.
You take a point of damage.
Oh.
One point,
oh.
And you get a little hand-shaped
God.
Bruise. The one, one of them is continuing to try and beat on Grilmir.
Nope.
Oh no!
Christ.
Oh, this might be it.
That is not
uh-oh.
Good.
Oh
okay.
No!
So two heavy blows into the body, one after the other. A 19 and a natural 20. It does.
Oh, no.
Oh, 16 points of total.
So I'm dead.
Wham. Okay. So you're at zero.
God damn
I would
it.
Like
yeah.
you to please roll me a d8 and percentile, please.
Eight.
So d8 is you
that's
want it to be
one.
Low because this is the severity of the wound you just took.
Two.
Okay. Very good. And roll percentile. And this is where
sorry.
The horrible blow. So you grab my house rule. I'll remind you guys of when you hit zero is you take a critical wound. And if you take any more damage after having a critical wound, you will die. And the critical wound might potentially be annoying.
So I need to re-roll that
that's
one.
Cocked, yeah.
28.
Okay, so 28 is in the gut.
Oh!
So yeah, two heavy body blows. Wham, wham. Oh. You feel your own ribs crack and break.
Oh.
You're at -2 to hit and damage from extreme pain every time you take a breath.
So,
excellent.
See, I figured I could take one more hit and live, but I wasn't. Right. I think you roll a 20.
Yeah, those were insane hits. And the final one, who's all spiderwebbed with cracks and whatnot, swings at Janik. No, terrible misses. It seems to be moving sluggishly, perhaps due to its heavy wounds. Grilmer, what do you do? Pain in your chest.
I'm gonna run to where Otter's hanging out.
Okay, great. you quickly leave the fight and scramble. Your friends give way, seeing how badly injured you are.
Oh, no.
You get out of there. A single dose from a healing potion will remove the negative penalties of any critical wound, but will not restore hit points. So when you do your healing, tell me whether you want hit points back or you are trying to remove the effect of a wound. Okay, great. Just for future reference.
All right.
Henrod.
I'm still dipping, dodging on the ceiling here. All right. Well, that's probably... 11.
11 is a miss, unfortunately. Yeah. Wilder.
I'm going to swing at the closest one,
Still in the doorway?
Yeah.
So it'll be that same one that Henrod and Rosa are attacking, unless you want to try and do something to try and get past it.
I think that works.
Nice.
Oh, that's nice. That's a 21 for 9 points of damage.
Okay, this one smashes into a bunch of ice. Okay. Chunks of arms, legs, the head rolls into a
corner. Quartz the way to go out.
I get it. No, I get it. Yeah.
Quartz the way to go out? Is that what
Water?
just hanging out with Grilmir now.
Okay, great. You and Grilmir hanging out.
Nursing our wounds.
Janik.
I tried to finish off this one that I got all spider webby.
Yeah.
21.
That is a hit.
Yes.
Get it.
Four points.
You jam your spear right into the same point, and the cracks increase, and the whole thing just finally breaks and shatters into a ton of pieces.
And I only one left.
I think there's two left.
One left.
There's one left. Really? Oh, well, I pick on that guy then.
Yeah,
Wilder killed.
I pick that guy. 19.
That's a hit.
Something
nice.
Seven points.
Okay, you smash a big chunk of a thigh off of this one.
Excellent.
But it's continuing to fight.
Rose.
Rose can rush into the room now because the one at the doorway is no longer there.
God damn it! 8.
Okay. That is
my way or the thigh way.
That was an Elvish. That tries to pummel Janik. Janik's AC is 1. Those are unfortunately both misses.
Wow. Yeah,
Janik, the blows came off of his shield. Grilmir, what are you doing?
I'm just gonna hang out.
Henrod,
squat.
Yeah.
I mean, I run in and try to get it. Can I get behind it to backstab it while it's fighting Janik?
Janik and Rose are fighting it, and I will say yes, absolutely, you can.
Am I at +4 to this at level 5?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
18?
Yeah. That is a hit.
Okay, what am I doing? Triple damage?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
Oh,
level
yeah.
Thief, yeah.
Yep.
That's 21 points of damage.
Okay, excellent. You slip in, but still on the ceiling.
Yeah.
The creature seems to be distracted trying to fight Janik and Rose. You swing your heavy axe sort of overhanded, right, which then impacts right between the shoulder blades and basically it makes a major fissure and the thing just breaks into two halves and drops to the ground.
Nice.
Wow. Boy, that guy was a real pain in the back. Oh, it's pain in the neck, isn't it?
Wow.
Well, I got him.
he had to split.
Yeah.
Oh, I never fissured that you out like that.
Oh, now that's
Wow, that's the best one so far. That's quality.
I'm gonna Water's gonna run over to Grolnir and give jug of healing to heal the crit.
Okay, great. Okay, so you take one dose and you feel your ribs reform and the pain subsides. You're still at zero hit points.
I'm also holding a jug of healing. How much of this do we want to go through right now?
Do we want to assess how much treasure is in this room first before we decide?
We'll definitely get up. Is she still, like, if she gets hit right now, is she automatically dead?
No, okay. Because you've taken care of the critical. If you get hit now, we'll just roll the card again.
Okay. We'll take at least one swing.
I'll do one. Do you need to also do one because you have one?
I have that one hit.
Yeah. Okay. So should we both do it?
I'll take a dose.
All right.
I'll give one dose.
Great. Ooh, okay.
Six.
Nice. Seven. So I'm done. Four doses of the drug.
Great.
All right.
So I'm at 8 hit points.
6. We have 5 in this one.
I'm going to start poking through these quartz guys. Yeah. Was there anything? I mean, is it just solid, shattered? I mean, does it look precious, or is it...
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, right? Okay. It just looks like they were carved from solid quartz.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the carving is really good. Yeah. Very, very, again, very lifelike. Much better than most artwork you guys have seen.
Okay.
But
the bits and pieces aren't worth anything.
Probably not worth the weight of carrying them. It is just quartz.
And there was...
Is there a nice, like, hand that still is?
Yeah, sure. That'd
be cool.
Take a quartz hand? Yeah. It's a nice trophy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah.
And they were naked, right?
Yeah, they were like David's, right? They were,
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. And there were two wardrobes in this room?
There's one large wardrobe.
Oh, yeah.
There are two frames of beds, two desks with chairs.
Okay. I want to check the wardrobe for traps.
Okay. Let's see. Interesting.
I think I found a trap. Okay.
You're not seeing any traps.
Oh.
I had to read about the wardrobe.
Okay.
You're not seeing any traps.
Is it locked?
It is not. It's just got a little latch, and you open it up. Okay, you can see hanging in it are several very old-looking robes.
Hmm.
They look quite fine, but also quite old.
Okay. Are they falling, like, if we touch them, are they falling apart?
Yeah, yes. If you reach out and touch them, they start to disintegrate. Hmm. In your tongue, to your touch.
Just see if they have pockets in the robes. See if there's anything in the pockets.
Okay, you pull all the robes out, and fumble through them. The fabric quickly dissolves as you're touching it. There's no, you may get odd little grommets or other bits that were of the robe that were more sturdy. They stand the test of time longer. But
do they have like magical insignia on them? Like
they do have interesting sigils. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. In fact, you see sewn onto some of them. The symbol that was on the door.
Oh, okay.
That in a couple of places.
Interesting.
Some of the robes.
Huh.
Okay. Yeah, I think we should note that. Maybe someone can like scribe that down so we can show Peltar the symbols later. Like,
great.
That's a good idea.
I do that.
I make this.
Excellent.
Take a look at the desks and see if they're...
Okay. There are simple desks. So no drawers or anything like that. Just simple wooden desks. Nicely made, but you're not seeing anything unusual about them. Each one has a wooden chair sitting in front of it.
In the wardrobe still, I want to search like the bottom to see if there's a secret compartment.
I will also search for secret compartments in the wardrobe.
So you feel around the bottom, and definitely the floor of the bottom of the wardrobe is a good foot higher than the floor.
Nice.
This seems familiar.
Nice discovery.
I'm going to try to open.
Okay. You reach in and kind of pry open the wood. And as you do so, there is a sudden blast of fire.
Oh no!
Otter! Oh no! I try to get in front of Otter. That's awesome. I get my shield up and I try to block Otter.
Great. Is anyone not in the room at this time?
Oh no.
I wasn't at the table, so I was.
Ran out into the hallway and had just been hanging out there.
Great. I will assume that you are not in the room. Everyone else. Please make a save versus Dragon Breath.
At least you're on zero.
Is it, breath?
Yeah.
5 level plus.
I actually make it.
You make it. Level plus?
Correct.
Yes, that is right.
I get a natural 20 if it matters.
Good job.
3, 6, 7,
Wow. So saved. Damn, he saved. No, you take 7 points of damage.
Oh.
Missed by one. Is there any kind of bonus? Dexterity? Do I get my dexterity bonus to
nope.
this?
You take 7 points of damage.
I think you take oh.
Okay. will you roll a save for Rose, please?
She made. Yeah, she gets her dwarven magic
yes,
bonus.
Yes, sure,
she
does.
Made it.
Okay, great, great.
Probably magical, not that's because you look for traps, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so it's I see
you back at zero?
No, I didn't take any
oh,
damage.
Yeah,
I saved.
We saved.
Oh, you took no damage.
Correct.
No,
oh, no damage
oh.
for saving.
Oh, crazy.
I got out of the way because I saw this coming.
Great. Yeah. Great. Good. Good.
Oh, hey, guys,
but you didn't
to
warn anyone.
Trap, so if everyone wants to watch out, yeah.
Is anybody else like down or anything? You're
no, I saved.
Okay?
I think
yeah.
we did really.
I mean,
okay.
I'm down to 12.
Yeah.
But,
all right. Jeez.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm glad I was just
Jeez.
Hanging out in the hallway.
Watch out, there's a tiny dragon in here.
Yeah. Oh.
Is there anything
cute.
In the...
You find
dragon?
Some remnants of scorched and burned paper in the bottom of the compartment.
So did we get no treasure from
Crap.
This?
No,
think so. We just got horribly, horribly
oh,
injured.
No.
I mean, we might have to go back to town because we're like...
But you, from the sense of it, as you're looking, as you're sort of looking through the ash and whatnot, you're like, this space is much larger than the remains. Like, what it's definitely something got burned up in there, but you feel like a lot more could have fit in there than there are remains. Does that make sense?
Search
so
for more
was,
secrets.
Something was
yeah.
in there and got taken out, or do I get the feeling that there's more compartments?
Yeah,
that
but
I
yeah, like the, you know, this compartment could have held, say, you know, 6 encyclopedias. And so, and you see the remains of like 3 pages of paper burnt.
Oh, okay, okay.
Huh. I'm gonna check her hollow legs on the chairs and the padding and the seats of the chairs and the
okay.
desks. Just.
No, they all seem solid.
So it seems pretty likely that's where a wizard kept his spell book.
Yeah. I wanna go through the remnants of the beds.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Yeah, you poke through the beds and they're solid wood frames. You know that they would have had ropes and mattresses maybe with feathers or something stuffed in them. But and that's what you're seeing like disintegrated remains of. That stuff is just completely rotted away here.
Okay. Is there anything
but
on
you'll
the
find value?
Anything on the top of the wardrobe?
Oh, you look on top of the wardrobe, just a thick layer of dust.
Okay. Gross.
So is there still a living wizard in here? Is that
something happened to this wizard?
Dust. It's dusty.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anyone's been in here for a while.
I agree with Wilder.
Huh.
I'm gonna start searching the eastern wall for secret doors.
Okay, great.
This is very peculiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a brutal encounter. That was,
yeah,
that was
terrible.
Brutal.
Yeah. You search along the entire length of the eastern wall of this
yeah.
room and don't find any secret doors.
Okay.
Search behind the wardrobe.
Okay. You search the wall behind the wardrobe and also don't find any secret doors.
Yeah, I think this is just a huge tax.
That
yeah.
was awful.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm sorry you didn't search for traps on the secret compartment.
Yeah,
it
happens.
Scrolls.
All right, so we're horribly injured, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, so you're horrible. I'm below half myself now. You're horribly
yeah.
injured.
Full, right?
I'm essentially at full. I took 1 point of damage.
Where are you? Like,
at
12. Well,
maybe we just, you know...
19.
Go back home.
Did we determine that the bits of the golem creatures were valuable?
They're worthless.
We're saying not...
Yeah.
But
not worthwhile
to find an intact hand.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, at least, yeah. So that's something.
Yeah, I guess it's probably in the shape of a fist from their last.
Yeah.
So our primary options are go back to town, heal up naturally, or basically use up all of our healing potion to get to some point where we're at least adventurable. What do you think?
If we go back home, we can also carouse again.
Again, I'm pretty broke.
You might have to fund all of us.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, I could. I think that'd be fine.
I kind of like the idea of.
I'm fine with going back home.
Of using the potion.
We could.
Well, the problem is that we might not be able to purchase new potions because it takes them so long to make them.
We probably should
have
checked that before we left town.
I think it takes them weeks to make
right.
this stuff.
Right.
I'm fine with going back home. I don't have a problem with that.
What do you think,
I have
Wilder?
6 hit points
right now.
I mean, this
was
right
a pretty
now.
Dusty area. I don't think that there's anything that's moving into this area and reoccupying it.
We respike the door.
We can take, like, Are there any of the golem's heads that are still intact?
Yeah, there's a head.
Okay, so we'll schlep that to just inside the, you know, like if we leave, we could just place that on the full floor facing whatever doorway we leave out of, just as some other creepy way of might scare off a kobold or something.
Okay.
I just come on. I like these body parts. So.
Great. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I think that seems good.
It seems bad to burn through the entirety of the potions.
I agree.
I would probably just go home. Yeah.
I was
kind of at the point where I would need to take a whole jug to get back to full health.
Okay. Right. We backtrack and do these things that was previously said.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're leaving a skull and we're spiking the door and we're heading home.
Yeah, right. So right past the spiked door, we leave, actually, there's stairs up, right?
Yeah.
So right about at man height. We leave about one quartz head looking to watch us as we leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope I don't forget about that when we come back and get a little spook, you know?
Okay. Didn't even have any treasure. What was that?
You head back to town.
Ooh, they're must be trying to destroy it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to give you some XP.
You know, I thought they'd have, like, real treasure, too, though, right, in addition to...
Yeah.
Scrolls are...
Does anybody have detect magic?
Yeah, I can take it. I just didn't take it.
Okay.
I took hold of it.
That's another thing
missile.
We can do in town, actually.
I felt like if
we
I
get
cast...
290 XP.
Woo!
Ooh, that's not bad, actually.
I guess if you kill four golems, those are hefty creatures. I did have magic missile. I didn't cast it. Something about shooting magic at a crystal golem made me feel a little weird. It made me feel like I was about to magic missile myself.
Huh. 290
was it?
Yeah.
290.
290.
Yeah.
Okay, so item one, check in with the priest and see if they have more healing potions.
Yeah.
Excellent.
They have, it's been like 2 weeks since we last bought the last one.
Yeah.
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 Okay, great. Great. They have two full jugs and are starting to work on a third.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. So that's 1,200 if we
buy that.
Yeah, if you'd like to buy them, yeah.
I have 100.
No, actually, it's 2,400.
For both.
Right.
Is Grilmir just bankrolling all of us at this point?
Well, now I only have 1,000 silver pieces left.
After buying that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So can somebody else carry them?
Yeah, I'll carry one.
I'm kind of at encumbrance right now. I would like to keep my 40-foot combat.
Oh, I'm also at encumbrance.
Yeah, I'm at 78 now, and I can't... I think they weigh 3.
Yeah, I'm at 79.7, so I can't...
I mean, I could carry it.
I'd like to go talk to Peltar when we're settled with this.
Rose carry a jug? Does she have encumbrance?
Oh, yeah.
How much do they weigh? What do
you guys have? Wait, you have a mule, right?
I don't know.
Should I just put my sword on your mule and carry it?
No.
I would
go for a third of a jug. Like for a third of. See, I'm talking stones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like one goes.
I got it.
Okay. I say I could put my spear on your mule and just carry another jug.
Carry a jug. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
So you're putting a spear on.
Yes.
Mule.
And then Rose is carrying.
I'm going to say they weigh 5 pounds.
All right. So that's...
And Rose can carry one if you want.
How much is the spear?
So now I have 11.
Spears are...
Wait.
Do you want her to carry one?
Oh.
Is that right?
Wait.
You
does anybody else
listen
need...
to her.
So I can still carry one and not be over, I think.
Okay.
Is anybody else over carrying one?
I'm at encumbrance, so I'd rather not carry anything.
Okay,
else
so should Rose get yours?
Yeah, Rose can carry one. Grilnir is going to carry two now.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, great.
And Wilder still has
a partial.
Okay.
Great.
Then we have a ton of healing potions.
Yes. Great.
Now, I would recommend that we just spend the weeks to naturally heal in town.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody okay with that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And while we do that, try to learn new spells from people's spell books.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, like, okay. I think, like, for example, Nabil's spell book, if I could attempt to learn things such as detect magic would be great.
What's that's the rules Nabil's, for learn? I mean, that's so my spell I'm still level luck, one, so am I able to try and learn spells?
You're as a level one wizard. Yes, you can. You can. Basically, you can try to learn any given spell once per level. Okay. The spells you started the game with were done during your apprenticeship, so don't count.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. But then, like, once I've tried, then I cannot.
You cannot try that one again until you've leveled up. Then you can try it again.
And how long does it take to attempt to learn a spell?
Week.
A week.
Week per level. I thought it was, or something like that. Or was it just a week?
I'm just gonna say a week.
Oh, could I try to learn read languages and charm person then?
And how many weeks are we staying in town?
How much do we heal? We heal level plus con per week. So I'm healing 5 a week.
14. So I need 3 weeks.
6.
Level plus con.
I also need 3 weeks to be a full.
3 weeks.
I'm going to suggest, since you guys are doing a bunch of downtime stuff and I'm starting to get hungry, maybe we break the stream for a little bit. I can go prep some food and you guys can do bookkeeping and then we'll return.
Sounds good.
That was a
pretty cool stream. Yeah. We'll be back after a lunch prep break and we'll see everybody soon. Where's the arrow? Here it is. Okay. See you soon.